headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back on the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number four. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle coming at you one more time from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Still talking Penn State, Ohio State. We heard from James Franklin in the previous segment just about his team's fight in that game and what he had to tell them afterwards, where they're at as a program. One of the big themes in this game, especially late as Penn State was trying to make this comeback bid down 21-0, was the play of Penn State's defense. They gave a little early in this game. They adjusted. They were as opportunistic as you possibly can be. Lamont Wade, just a massive game. A sack, two tackles for loss, three forced fumbles, which tied a Big Ten record. He was everywhere. So definitely credit where it's due on that one. So we'll start with James Franklin here, just talking about his defense's performance and how important these guys were to hanging around.
We knew we had to make some adjustments. We knew we had to get back to playing, you know, with a lot of confidence on defense, which we really had been doing for most of the season. And we were able to do that today. You know, Dobbins has been running the ball on everybody. We were able to limit his impact. He still did some good things, obviously. But their quarterback running game, I think, was the big factor. You know, we were able to, you know, kind of get into some situations where we could get off the field, and then the quarterback running game factored into us. I thought we were pretty good in the passing game. We forced him to make some wide field throws and hit him. He hit him. You know, you look at your statistic. I know Dobbins has got good numbers, but I felt like we managed it, you know, for most of the game.
So James Franklin had to say what you had to say, and it wasn't. I don't think I thought about it in those terms before, but J.K. Dobbins and managing that part of Ohio State's game, clearly a commitment here from Ohio State to pound the ball there. But if J.K. Dobbins is carrying 36 times and you're holding him to 4.4 yards per carry and his long run is 22 yards, you have done your job against him, because it's going to be hard. It's hard to say J.K. Dobbins, 36 carries, he's not going to break a big one.
Right.
You know, like, I think that's doing your job against J.K. Dobbins. I do think that, you know, what James Franklin said about, you know, timely runs by Justin Fields and his mobility being an issue, you create situations where you've got some third downs, you've got some third and longs, and then for him to be able to run the ball and, you know, that was an adjustment I think that they made. But at the same time, even, say, spying him with a Jan Johnson, does Jan Johnson really have a shot in the open field? So that's just...
Clearly not, yeah.
Yeah, that's just something Fields brings to the table, just an elite runner. Doesn't really choose to be a runner unless he has to be in some of these situations. But yeah, I do think the defense and containing J.K. Dobbins, that was a good performance by this group.
I mean, yeah, what more could you ask for, really? I mean, I think that if you're Penn State, you were just hoping to... you know, you were just hoping to make enough plays on defense to put your offense in position to win. I mean, let's be honest, Penn State was probably going to have, well, I don't know, realistically to win this game, you were probably going to need 30 points, which, I mean, obviously that would have beat Ohio State on this particular Saturday. So, you know, again, they didn't get the offense going fast enough. It was not a bad effort by any stretch of the imagination, but they just weren't able to really get going. You know, you can blame the defense all you like, but I do think that they did a nice job managing things. Now, look, did they do the best job in the world defending Justin Fields on the runs? No. I mean, of course not, but that's not an easy guy to defend anyway. So it's just
not an easy concept to defend.
Well, no. And,
you know, Penn State should have very good knowledge of that, because
right.
they build the offense around, you need to account for this guy as a runner.
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, I can understand people being frustrated and upset by some of the things they saw as it relates to, you know, not spying him and things like that. But I just don't. He's so good at. If you try and take away one thing, you know, James Franklin talks a lot about, well, if somebody wants to take away KJ Hamler, we'll hurt him with somebody else. Well, with Justin Fields, it's like, if you try and take away one his strengths, he'll just beat you with another one. I mean, some of the throws he made were just unbelievable. And, You cannot think about this game without stopping to think how it would have been different if Justin Fields had committed and signed with Penn State.
And it's, you know,
and like you said, the transfer portal too. If the transfer portal wasn't so easy to navigate, I guess you could say.
And that's in terms of movement, and that's in terms of not having to sit out a year. Now, you know, how the NCAA can sit back, and there's some really egregious examples of guys who did not get a transfer waiver compared to some guys who did get a transfer waiver. To say that Justin Fields, that this move wasn't athletically motivated, I can't fathom that. So for it's not just the idea of him leaving Georgia and going to Ohio State, it's him being eligible to play day one. And to a certain extent, it's not to say that Ohio State wouldn't be having a similar degree of success without Justin Fields, but you take away that quarterback and, you know, it's fair to wonder where they'd be considering what happened at their quarterback spot. And especially in this game, you know, the player that Penn State lost in the 18 class, you know, Will Levis, who replaced him, later came in and played a big role.
Right.
A good showing by Will Levis, but obviously a clear difference between the two of them.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's not many players like Justin Fields in college football. So, can Will Levis play at a level close to that? Yeah, I think that there's a chance for that. I mean, I think we saw that the running part of the game is not going to be a problem for him. So it'll come down to how he develops in the passing area. Same with Sean Clifford. So, same goes for a lot. I mean, think about the guys that Penn State recruited on that field that they thought. I mean, Chase Young's another example. I mean, Maryland guy that they were in the running for, but he wanted to go to Ohio State. And, you know, when you lose region guys to the programs that you're going to play the most, and then you combine that with the fact that you lose a quarterback who then turns around and ends up at your biggest opponent each year.
And this isn't even mentioning Julian Fleming.
Correct. Yeah. Who was at the game on Saturday. So let's not forget about that fact either.
A Pennsylvania kid wearing a Ohio State against the world shirt.
Right.
Yeah. That's right there is all you need to know.
Not great, Dustin. Not great.
So the Keystone Kickoff Show, we're hearing from James Franklin coming off of Penn State 28-17 loss at Ohio State. Also, have to mention Thanksgiving Day is coming. So is your favorite food. Turkey is overrated. I will absolutely say that. Macaroni and cheese should be a staple side dish. I don't know what other unpopular food opinions I might be able to spew at you, but I'll say that. Nothing better than sitting back with your macaroni and cheese, small bit of turkey just to say that you had it because it's Thanksgiving, watching some football, and now even more incentive from our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Place a bet on the winner of any Thanksgiving football game, and DraftKings will give you a free $5 bet. Similarly, you place a $5 in-game flash bet, and DraftKings will give you another free $5 bet. Just 10 free bucks right off the bat on Thanksgiving Day. That's something to be thankful for. All you got to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So it's not the best bet segment, which just reminded me that we'll talk about best bets later in
the week. Absolutely, we will.
But
which means you've got to come up with your best bets. That's why you're saying it, isn't it?
I'll figure it out. Yeah, always do. I don't think this was a particularly good week for best bets, but we'll look at that later in the week. But yeah, so Chicago Detroit. I can't wait to see what DraftKings puts up for neither team to score a touchdown. I think that's a decent bet.
Yeah, there you go.
You could have made a lot of money if you bet the New England Patriots to not score a touchdown in that game, by the way. It was like 12-1 in the first quarter, but I think if you would have bet before the game that neither team would score a touchdown, it would have been like 50-1.
This is the golden age of wagering because you can bet on anything.
Right.
You can take any angle you want, and if you feel strongly about it, and it's just, they're fun little storylines to try to follow. It's not just about winning, losing, covering anymore. There's just all kinds, and the in-game stuff. I mean, you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. You can get some free money right off the bat and explore all this stuff. Let's get back to Penn State, Ohio State. There's plenty of time, well, including best bets later in the week. We'll talk about this some more. Mentioned the defense. I wanted to make sure we get to this quote from James Franklin just about Penn State and Chase Young trying to contain what a lot of people, you know, near consensus right now are calling the number one player in the country, number one pick in the 2020 draft. And Penn State, there were at least a handful of occasions where Penn State was in clear passing down situations and Chase Young was one-on-one. Here's James Franklin's explanation for that.
Yeah, I thought early on, I thought we did a pretty good job, again, of managing the impact, you know, really up till probably the fourth quarter. You know, whether it's squeezing him with the back, whether it was sliding to him, whether it was mixing in the run game or throwing a quick game. But late in the game there where we were getting in third and longs and we were having a hard time hearing the cadence and things like that, obviously that's not an ideal situation. But I thought up to that point, you know, we had done a pretty good job of that.
I know James Franklin is saying early in this game he thought they did a pretty good job of keeping him at bay. And I guess through maybe through three quarters he had one sack. But how would you grade Penn State's performance? Not really getting to early, late, whatever, through four quarters. What grade would you give Penn State's coaching staff and offensive line for containing Chase Young?
I don't know. Like, part of me wants to go B minus, but I feel like a C is probably more of the correct choice.
I feel like a C is a little generous.
I mean, I think at some point you have to grade on a bit on a curve because, I mean, Ohio State, I mean, Chase Young is arguably the best player in college football. I mean, I know Joe Burrow's going to win the Heisman, but Chase Young is going to be on that podium or at that gathering in New York when the Heisman ceremony comes up.
Let me just as an aside, Chase Young, let's say he destroys Michigan,
yeah,
and then he destroys Minnesota or Wisconsin.
I still think as long as LSU's in the playoff,
missing two games with suspension especially if you're a defender,
right,
is a death blow.
So let me grade it this way. So I think you get that it's an F, you know, but the guy's so good that I think you might grade it on a curve and maybe give a D plus. What bothered me more than anything is what we talked about earlier, which is that Penn State did not give help enough to their offensive linemen to deal with this once in a lifetime player. And, you know, we were talking about it as that clip from James was playing, but, you know, just think back to all. So here's what my guess, we tried to bottom line it the last segment. Let's try that again. You know, what Ryan Day didn't have to worry about talking about containing and managing anyone on Penn State's roster, maybe KJ Hamler, that would be about it. Penn State had to worry about J.K. Dobbins, Justin Fields, Chase Young, Zach Harrison. I mean, they have too many guys to worry about, and Penn State is not at that point yet. And until it gets to that point, Dustin, it's going to be in position to have close games with Ohio State and beat it every now and again, but certainly not do it consistently.
You have to do something special to overcome that talent deficit. And it's not a knock on Penn State. Ohio State's got a talent surplus on just about everybody. It's why they are where they are and why Penn State's still in a chase position against them. No pun intended about Chase Young. All right, that's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to stay tuned all week. Check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and download the Keystone Sports app.
Take advantage of special Thanksgiving offers all day on Thursday at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.